Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What was that? The knack for having the crack. Oh, yes. Do you remember that ad? Fall for Tate. Oh, Mr. Tate. Oh.
You made that up. That was definitely like a fish, Matthew thing.
No, I swear. Oh, Shane put this in as the intro because I guarantee people will remember. Fall for Tate. Oh, Mr. Tate. Oh. The snack that has the knack for having the crack. Oh, yes.
Why are you doing it in a Fair City accent?
Because the ad was in a Fair City accent.
You're listening to Bandwagons. Talking about
things that other people are talking about. Welcome back, guys. Hope you had a wonderful bank holiday weekend. I'm going to speak for the two of us here. We had a great weekend. Yeah. Will we go through it?
Absolutely cracking.
So Friday, it was obviously your birthday.
It was. Had a great day.
Yeah.
What did I do?
We launched our merch, which is on sale now.
We launched our merch the same day.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen, we're collabing.
Yeah. No, stop.
We're a bit hyper, sorry. We've just had an espresso.
We're collabing with Doon de Vale to make t-shirts and all the profits will go to LGBT Ireland.
Yes, that's actually not funny and I'm not happy about that.
She's not happy about that. She just can't find her
Yeah,
brain
sorry.
Right
the lads from Doon de Vale. We wanted to make another line and we didn't want to do it with the same crowd that we did with for a various number of reasons, but we still wanted to do it really sustainably and just something that was like cute and like simple. And someone actually recommended the lads from Doon de Vale, but they'd actually already got on to me as well about, because they have a summer collection as well of like tie-dye t-shirts. So we got talking with them and they're really, really nice, really simple. You get them in black or white with bandwagons embroidered in rainbow colours. And as you said, yeah, all profits are going to LGBT Ireland.
Yeah, we wanted to do it for Pride Month in June, but we didn't have our act together and...
We can say it's for Cork Pride because Cork Pride is...
Pride is all year round.
In August. Pride is all year round, absolutely. Pride is a feeling in your heart, but yeah, and you can wear it at any time.
They're very nice. I think they're around €30.
Yes.
Including postage.
Yeah. But they're limited edition. Once they're gone, they're definitely gone.
Yeah, we have them already, as you've seen in the pictures, and we've been living in them. They're very, very comfortable.
They're really, really very nice. Very nice. They're on sale for the month of August. So if you want to get one, maybe you want to gift someone one. The sizing is very inclusive, which we're very happy about. It goes up to 5XL. So you've no excuse, guys. It's for charity. Don't be a bad ally or LGBT person.
Oh, I can't say that, can I? You said it with a good heart.
I meant, yeah. Just charities are struggling, guys.
Yeah,
you're getting a t-shirt. Anyway, this is beside the point. So Friday was your birthday and our merch was announced. Saturday,
we got a big cake.
We did get a big cake because I don't know if you saw, but we've hit 500 million downloads.
No, we haven't. 100,000.
Oh my God, we haven't.
You wish.
There aren't this even
we
five.
Hit half a million downloads. Keep it low.
There isn't even 500 million people in the world, is there?
Yes, there's like 3.7 billion or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my housemates surprised me with a birthday cake earlier in the day.
From Thunders to Vine.
And then a Thunders cake in the evening when Fionnuala and Shane were over to celebrate 500,000 downloads.
Yeah.
And I was very gobsmacked and emotional about it.
God, she's nearly crying again. You've set her off. We obviously wouldn't have been able to do that without everyone listening. So we do really appreciate that. And maybe we'll do a little giveaway to celebrate for you guys. Yeah, I'll figure something out after. It's long overdue, in fairness. Yeah. What else did we do? What else happened Saturday then?
Saturday, I went to the Guinness Storehouse.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was lovely. With my housemates. And then that was it. Then yesterday, just fell asleep. No, yesterday we filmed a little surprise project.
Oh, yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. If you like reality TV shows. Breed's not pregnant. Yeah, and we're really sorry for actively contributing to that rumour. But
I thought it would be funny, but people genuinely think I am.
I've written a sketch and in the sketch, Breed's character is pregnant and has lots of children. So
she's two.
Keep your eyes peeled. Yeah. Thursday, that'll be out on my page if anyone's interested. What the hell did I do Saturday? Why couldn't I go? Oh, I went for brunch with the girls.
Yeah.
Went to Taylor and Blue and Fibsbury.
Was it nice?
It was nice.
Delighted for you.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The guy that owns it gave us little free cakes after. It was quite nice.
Because he knew you?
Yeah. That's it was so Timmy Cronin from DCU, who I don't know yet. I asked you this and you said you didn't know who Timmy Crow was.
Yeah. Yes, I know Timmy Crow. He's mad into the running.
He owns that place now, Taylor
Moore. No way.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really nice. And then, that was it. I watched The First Purge.
Yeah,
not the first in the franchise, but the actual one that's called The First Purge. It's like a prequel. It's not good. We're going to do a movie club on that at some stage for patrons.
I watched The Mask and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days yesterday.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. We need
so good.
Put that on the list for movie club. We need to actually start making a list.
I was only saying to Amy, I was like, I think all those movies were funny when you're a teenager, but they're even funnier now when you're like the same age, actively like dating.
Yeah,
they hit so much harder. Kate Hudson is so funny.
That yellow dress, iconic.
Yellow dress.
Matthew McConaughey during quarantine.
So hot.
Oh,
his back.
He's so hot. Full stop.
No, now he's a bit like.
No, he's divine. A bit slimy.
No.
I hate you. I can't believe you said that to me on a bank holiday Monday.
Okay.
He's not slimy.
He's a bit creepy.
He's not. He's really not.
I'm just thinking of Wolf of Wall Street, him.
Oh yeah, well that's a character.
Yeah, but Trisha
anyway,
was the one in...
He was doing these really nice little videos during quarantine where he kind of looked back on all his movies. And do you know the way, he's a serious prestige actor now. And he did little bits on Made in Manhattan and... Was it Made in Manhattan?
Manhattan?
No, it was at The Wedding Planner. Which one was he in with Jennifer Lopez?
Neither.
He was.
No, Richard Gere was in Made in Manhattan.
No,
and The Wedding Planner
Don't
was...
start, don't start, don't
was,
start.
The Wedding Planner
don't start
was
now.
Patrick Dempsey, wasn't it?
No, you're thinking of fucking Maid of Honor. You're thinking of Maid of Honor.
Oh, The Wedding Planner. Then it's The Wedding Planner.
I'm going to stab you. I need to Google this to make sure. But anyway.
He's engaged to the stepmom from The Parent Trap.
The Wedding Planner. Yeah, it is fucking...
What's her name again?
What?
The stepmom from the person who's engaged in The Wedding Planner.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't think I've actually ever seen The Wedding Planner, but I knew he was in it. Well, we add that to the list as well.
No.
Why?
I just don't think I'll get the hits.
That's it.
Not compared to Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, we're going to do Monsters.
We should put up a poll.
Yeah, we should actually ask people what movie club they'd like. Yeah. Or any movies that they'd have, and we can just put them in a pile.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what you're here for. Because you potentially don't pay for that content, which is completely fair. You're here to hear about how we got on at Ireland's premier theme park.
Taylor Park.
We've been threatening to do an episode on this for... Quite
weeks.
No, we've
days.
Been ever since the Amsterdam episode, because that went down really well, we were like... Let's go. We need. Where's other places that we can go and record on? We were on about Taylor Park for ages.
Yeah. That give you the same kind of buzz as Amsterdam.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just never had time. But you know what? The bank holiday weekend came up. Full disclosure, we did actually reach out to them because I didn't want to get in trouble for recording at the park. And they gave us free tickets. But this is not Spawn. This is not potato propaganda. But
no.
I had never been. So it was me, you.
Yep.
Shane,
yep.
Producer extraordinaire, and my boyfriend, Cian.
Boyfriend extraordinaire.
And the three of us had never been, but you'd been before.
I'd been once.
But you said you did more this time around.
I actually was thinking about it. I probably did the same amount both times, but the stuff I did with my sisters obviously were more like kid friendly. And so we kind of stayed away from the bigger... We did the Cú Chulainn, but we stayed away from like some of the bigger rides. And there was new ones, like the flight school one, I think, was new.
Okay.
So bits like that. But yeah, so it was a different experience, but equally as good.
When we were walking in, do you remember me pointing at the sign that said celebrating 10 years? And I said, and I was actively like, excuse me. It opened in 2010. Can you believe it? November 2010. How old was I?
How did I not go there?
What was I doing? My junior cert. My junior cert.
Or only babies.
But a child. But a child of the world. Was I even doing my junior cert?
Yeah. You would have been.
Yeah. God, that's scary. It opened in 2010. It's in Ashburn in County Meath.
Yeah, it's so close.
It's much closer than I thought it was.
Could we just talk about the day from start to finish?
Yeah. So I live in Finglas. Yeah. So Breed came to collect me from there because it's I need to get off the motorway from there. And we went and we drove up. And how long did it take us?
Like from my house, which is probably 10 minutes from your house, it's at 22 minutes. I would say from your house, it took max 15.
It was class.
Max. I'd say 12. Like
now, so the park opens at 9:30 and we were like, we didn't want to be going at the crackers of dawn. But bear in mind, this was obviously a Monday and we were concerned that it might be a bit mobbed.
Yeah, bank holiday Monday.
With it being a bank holiday Monday. So we were like, oh, we'll be on the road for like 10:15. We were on the road more for like 10:30 because we were all very sleepy children. So we were there for like just before 11.
Yeah.
Ish and in. And they took our temperature coming in and all, and that was all grand. And we had wristbands, which meant we could do pretty much anything because they're not doing tokens at the minute with
COVID.
And we said, look, because we're here now and we were a power about queues and all, we'll do Cú Chulainn.
Yeah, I just said, let's go start it out on a bang. You don't want to have it hanging over you.
Yeah, which I do love a roller coaster. I haven't been on one in a long time. What a terrifying experience. What?
Because.
Not a bad experience, but that's a scary roller coaster.
Okay, I think why it was so scary is because you queue under the roller coaster, but whatever way the like sound travels, it sounds dead silent. Like when, not dead silent, it sounds very like slow and quiet when you're queuing for it. It actually doesn't seem that bad. I think it's very misleading once you're in the queue and then you get on it and it's like, Jesus, this is so fast. Like you're, it does pull the skin back on your face.
Yeah. It actually moved my contact to the back of my eye.
I had to get it out of my acrylic.
Sorry, I can't actually blame the roller coaster on that. I think it might have been the wind, but when we were getting on, there was two women crying, but,
like
getting
two
off.
Full-grown two women, probably in their mid-40s, like bawling, crying, so, and we were like, "Ha ha!" Stay
well, naturally, yeah, we were actively taking the piss, and then we got on. And so like it obviously, as roller coasters tend to do, it goes up and like like cranking away. And then it's like drop. And that was the thing as well, because when you're queuing, you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything after until they come back around.
Yeah.
So we were like, that's extremely unnerving because you can't hear the screams or whatever.
But it can't be that bad if they're not screaming. That's what I was thinking.
It can't be that bad. Do you know why? It's because they're all in an actual state of shock. As I said, do you know that viral clip of your man and your one that are on that theme park ride and he passes out? I honestly think that was me coming off the top of it.
You definitely weren't passed out. I can hear you.
No, but like that initial, it's so steep. I wanted to scream and I couldn't. I actually think I was in so much shock. I was in such a state of shock because it kind of feels like you're going to be tipped out. Like,
yeah. It does. It's such a...
And then, I was roaring
inward incline.
Then. I was absolutely roaring.
Yeah, you were so funny screaming. It was so funny. But Jesus, it just goes so much faster when you're on it than it looks.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So, the first time we went on, how long did we queue for? Between 30 minutes?
I would say 45 minutes.
Yeah. And they were only running like one... How would you refer to the train?
One tram. One... one. What is the word?
I don't know.
Train. One.
Would you
cart? No.
Cart. There was only one set of seats going.
What is that called?
The first time. I don't know. Yeah, we did try to record it, but it did not bode well for us.
No.
Maybe if you subscribe to the Patreon, we'd be able to order a few GoPros or whatever. But
we were too busy screaming.
Yeah. To be concerned with content.
And it's just too, logistically, it's just too hard to record on a roller coaster that people have lost
You'd need to wear it on your head. We actually saw someone when we were queuing the second time, which we'll get to later. We saw people there was stuff falling out of people's pockets. Also, when you're queuing up, and we thought this was pretty sadistic. So you're queuing up and they have like a framed glass thing with all the phones that have fallen out and like smashed that people haven't claimed or couldn't get back. As if to be like, haha, fuck you. You're never getting these back. Like, yeah, the absolute shame. Which is why I had to keep giving my stuff to Keane, because...
Where did we go after that?
Butterfingers Jones over here. That's a great question.
Where did we go after that?
Did we go to get the twisty potatoes?
Maybe. No, we went for tea.
We did go for tea, yeah. So we queued up and we got...
tea and donuts and muffins.
Tea and donuts and muffins, because we didn't have any breakfast and we wanted to set ourselves off on the right foot. But we didn't want to puke everywhere. So that's why we waited to eat after Cúchulainn.
And then we went...
Breed's actively looking at a map here, trying to remember the day that we literally just had.
It's been a very long day. I think we went and walked around the zoo then, did we?
Yeah, because I didn't think
the lemurs.
Yeah, I didn't think the zoo was going to be open, but it was. But it's like the petting part wasn't, again, because of COVID. There's loads of animals. There's way more animals than I thought
loads
there was.
Loads of animals.
Loads of animals. What was that child calling the leopard?
The leopard.
Leopard was roaring.
He was real scary.
He was roaring. He wasn't roaring. That child was roaring.
The leopard was
lying.
Asleep. We saw the child lie.
Yeah. There's loads of animals, which I really enjoyed.
You keep saying it like, loads of animals.
Loads of animals. Raccoons.
Yeah, they had like these kind of like bear pig things. What were they called?
The bush dogs. They were disgusting. so disgusting. They were eating like meat off a stick and their testicles were everywhere. At this point, all I wanted was my twisty quisps.
What was that name of that little tiny baby?
Oh, the marmoset.
Yes.
The white little marmoset.
There were so cute.
Loads of little monkey things that were really cute. And foxes. They had like jackals. Golden jackals.
We said
the bush dogs. I don't want to talk about the bush dogs again. Little freaks.
They had
the jackals were doing laps.
Yep. They didn't have coyotes. They had
jackals.
Raccoons.
The raccoons, yeah.
What would you just say?
Jackals.
That's what I was thinking of.
They had meerkats. The meerkats were not a good laugh though. There was a peacock in the enclosure at the time, and I think they were a bit threatened by the peacock. They were standing.
They were playing
very
dead.
Still. They were playing dead. Yeah, to the point where we actually thought one of them might have been dead.
Patrons might have seen it on our story, but like one of them was actively on his back, sprawled out, pretending to be dead, like eyes glazed over.
It was very sunny. I think he was just sunbathing.
His eyes were glazed over and open.
What did we do then? Flight school.
We went and got crispy.
Oh, sorry, we went to see if you
the
see fa- anyone
infamous,
if you see anyone that goes to Taylor Park, they come out or they're in there and they have these like kind of twisty potatoes on a stick. And I was like, I absolutely need one of them. Now they were only €3, which I thought was very
reasonable
because do you know the way sometimes parks tend to absolutely
Everything was kind of
well-priced. Everything was very reasonable. We paid for everything else in the park. Our tickets, as I said, were comped. Now you can get the salt and vinegar, you can get cheese and onion, you can get sour cream. I was going to get sour cream and then I chickened out and got cheese and onion. And it was still really nice. It was really, 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 really crispy. Really crispy.
Yeah. I thought they were going to be more like potatoes, but they're actually just like thick.
Yeah, no, crisp. I was like, if this is going to be just potato on a stick, I'm going to be really upset. But it is potato on a stick, but it's so crispy. I don't know
how to
do it.
They're like thick crisps.
Yeah. In a spiral.
I got the sour cream ones and they were equally as good. Then where the hell did we go then?
We ate them.
No.
We did.
We went to flight school. We ate them. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
We didn't go on to flight school with the fucking potatoes on a stick. Like,
no.
Flight school. Despite being called flight school, I learned very little about flying now, I'm gonna be honest. Did you learn anything about flying?
No, we actually skipped a bit. We went to like the little smaller part of the park with all the smaller rides that I really wanted to go on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there was this new section and it was like kind of wild, wild west waltzers. So this is the section of the park where there's no height restrictions as far as I'm aware.
That section's not new, but that ride was new.
Yeah. Sorry. So this ride was new and it's like waltzers, but it was like wild west themed and Breed really wanted to go on it. So we like stood from a distance for a while and we were like, right, will we go?
If you've been there, it's where like the Ladybird ride is and the leapfrogs. It's like, it's very
much
true.
I have to hear you talk about the leapfrog ride again. Yeah, I know you didn't because it would have been... not fun for anyone.
They bounce. It doesn't matter.
Are you not going to tell listeners about the last time you tried to go on the Leapfrog ride and they were like,
"You're too big for
you're
two.
Too big."
No, me and Hilda tried to get in one together and they were like, "You're too big, you may go separate." Which is fair, it was accurate. But we went on it 6 more times.
We didn't go on the Wild West one because it looked Keem too
was gonna
slow.
Get mad.
It looked too slow.
Yeah, it was.
Thrills and adrenaline and that wasn't giving it to me at all, to be honest.
No, but then we got the thrills and adrenaline
With Flight School. Flight School was good now.
We had low expectations for Flight School because it was a lot of small children in the queue and us.
I mainly went into it because I thought there was no queue, but it's kind of deceptive. So it's built to look like an airport. So yeah. You have your departures and your arrivals and whatever else. And then you go down.
It's in a big hangar.
Yeah, essentially. So I was thinking there was no queue and then you go in and there is a bit of a queue, but we weren't queuing that long still.
No, probably like 20 minutes.
Closest to any of us will bloody get to an airport.
This is the worst.
We were in the park for however long.
We were
of course
in the park
tired.
For 6 or 7 hours.
So Flight School, you get like 2 laps of a roller coaster that isn't, it's not like, it's a lot easier than Cuchulainn.
It's more enjoyable than Cuchulainn. It is fast, but it's not as fast.
Yeah.
But it is like you can kind of.
And it's definitely shorter.
Enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, if you had kids who are having an absolute banger or just cannot face Cuchulainn, or if you yourself cannot face Cuchulainn, this is a lovely compromise, I would say.
Yeah.
But again, I will say I'm none the wiser when it comes to learning how to fly.
No.
Which I would highlight as a massive issue.
Yeah. One big flaw in the school.
Yeah, absolutely. Then what did we do?
Then I think you and Keane went on that big spinny yoke.
Yeah, what is that called? Or what section of the park is that in? I don't know if it had a name.
I'm looking at it here.
So it was like...
It was beside the Cuchulainn.
Yeah. So it was like a ring of chairs and you sat into it and it was two per section. And you sat in and it kind of spins like you would on a chair plane. But then the thing that has the chairs on it went nearly fully vertical and it was surprisingly terrifying.
Was it the rotator? No.
The rotator was that claw that also goes practically nearly vertical.
Was it?
Similar or not though.
The Windstar? No, that was the thing
we went on. It's a very comprehensive review, I'm sure, if anyone is actually thinking
about it. Was it the air race?
No, the
Endeavor?
Could have been an Endeavor. I think it might have been an Endeavor. Because it was an air race. The air race was the thing with the planes.
Okay, then it must
that wasn't
been,
Flight School.
That must have been Endeavour then.
Anyway, yeah, me and Keane went on and as per usual, we were the two loudest people screaming again because it was just very daunting.
It was very fast. You couldn't see you and Keane going around, but you could hear you going, ah, every time you swung past.
It was scary, like. I don't know what to tell you.
Would you have done it again?
Yeah, probably. If the queue wasn't...
Keane was going to get sick.
Yeah, Keane didn't feel... Because we were going to go on the rotator after it, which is the claw thing. It'd be at EP...
Yeah.
Where you're like in a claw shape of chairs and the claw swings up and then swings back. We were going to go on that, but we weren't able after Endeavour, to be honest. We were a bit ill. At one point, we went to queue for Viking Voyage, which is a relatively new one. That only opened in 2017 and is a kind of log flume-esque ride. And when we went the first time, we were told it was a 9208 and we probably should have just stayed then, but our thought process was
I'm not mad we didn't stay then because we got to do way more stuff in between.
No, that's fair, and there's a lot more to see. Like it's a deceptively big place.
Yeah,
because I kind of thought
we thought we'd covered a lot of it with the animals.
I thought a lot of the animal stuff would be closed as well with COVID and it wasn't. Anyway, sorry, we went to queue for Viking Voyage, which as I said is relatively new, and we were told it would be 90 minutes. And we were like, here, we're not arsed because you do get quite wet on it, seemingly. So we were like, we'll leave it till closer to the end. So again, if you're a patron, we were doing this on our Instagram stories. So you might have seen us queue and then us not go on it at all. That would be why, because the wait time is very long. I was looking it up though there. They were looking to get like robots for the queue to make like the queuing experience more enjoyable. Do you want to hear more about this?
Yeah.
So this is from Fora.ie, RIP, great website, it's now gone. Taylor Park, now this is from 2019. I don't know if this happened because, as I said, we didn't end up going on it. Taylor Park will introduce animatronic robots to the queue experience at one of its attractions to make the sometimes hours-long wait more entertaining for customers. Visitors' feedback surveys identified that the queue for the ride was the key area which needed to improve to ensure guests remain satisfied. To improve the visitor experience, Tato Park plans to break up the waiting area into a sequence of mini destinations. It will provide customers with a mixed media, multi-sensory encounter, telling the story of the Viking invasion of Ireland through live actors, male and female animatronic characters, audio and video installations, and other media. So there you go. So it's supposed to be finished June 2019. We'll never know if it was because we didn't go on it, but...
Yeah. I didn't mind Cuan.
How do you mean? Like, you did not want to queue the first time. Don't tell lies
no,
here now.
No, yeah, I don't, no. If I don't mind the queuing experience, I don't think I need robots to entertain me while I'm queuing if I like the people I'm with, you know?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's fair. And if you know it's going to be like a decent enough ride.
Yeah. I love just like listening to people.
Which it is. But I think if we were to go back and do it again tomorrow.
I'd go first thing.
We'd go first thing and we'd probably do that first.
Yeah, that's
and
what
buy,
I mean, yeah.
And buy a poncho or wear stuff. Now, I know obviously you can't bank on the weather, but like if you knew you were going on a day that was
going to be warm enough.
Yeah, that you could dry out. That's what we do. Because I do regret not doing it. But when we went back towards the end, you were looking at an hour and 40 minute wait time, which was not a laugh.
I'm looking at their map thing here, right? And it has the 10 years of Tato Park like broken down. And I think this is why we only think it's more recent. Can I read it out to you?
Yeah.
So in 2010, Tato Park opened on November 21st. In 2011, the Tato Factory tour opened and allowed visitors to see the production of Tato Crisps. In 2012, Tato Park became the proud sponsors of the Mead football team. In 2013, the extreme climbing wall arrived in Tato Park, standing at 21 metres tall and 6 metres wide. In 2014, we welcomed the Rotator, the first mechanical attraction. So there was no mechanical attractions. It was literally just up until 2013, like there was just the factory and like the climbing wall.
Gas.
The Cú Chulainn didn't come until June of 2015, reaching heights of 32 metres and speeds of up to 90 kilometres an hour. In 2016, faucets arrived at Tato Park. In 2017...
Circus. Just...
Yeah. In 2017, they opened the Viking Voyage and the World of Raptors. In 2018... Ireland's first driving school was opened in the Eagle's Nest. And in 2019...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
19 Lemur Woods opened as the biggest... as Ireland's biggest immersive experience, and then Sheriff Shuffle arrived this year.
Nice.
So it's only really been like what it is now for like the last 5 years.
Yeah. I wanted to do the driving school, but we were way too big for the cars.
We would not have fit in the cars.
I did one for when I went to Legoland before, and they made you...
Oh, that was such a buzz.
They made you do... They definitely made us either watch a presentation or... Yeah. Oh, the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was class. No, it was a proper like driving school again where you had to, where it wasn't like bumper cars. You had to follow a track and you had to like really behave yourself, and you got like a little fake license after. So I was really buzzing to do this, but I was just too large for the car, unfortunately.
What did we do then?
We
went for lunch.
We did go for lunch and we went to the pizza place. That's actually just what it's called, I think, the pizza place in the park. Which again, I thought was pretty reasonable. We got four drinks and a 16-inch pizza for €22.
Yep.
Is that reasonable? I don't know. I thought it was fine. The pizza's really nice. They did it in a legit brick oven, which I enjoyed. Yeah.
That's really good.
And we got two sizes each.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Two sizes and a 500ml bottle of pop.
Pop.
That's my mama call it. That was really enjoyable. And then we checked Viking Voyage again and that was a no-go. And then we were like, do you know what? Let's go on Cú Chulainn again. Was it?
Yeah.
Went on Cú Chulainn again, and as we were queuing.
We all started to get the willies.
We all started to get the willies again, but as we were queuing, there was two they weren't teenage boys.
Biting
they were
each
young
other.
Boys, yeah. We turned a corner and the boy biting the other boy looked at us in the eyes.
Yeah, as he was biting.
As he was biting your man's arm. And I at this point I was losing all reasoning and thought I had entered some kind of period of psychosis because I could and I was
And there was a little
hysterics.
Boy behind us as well, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be squeaming." That's what I was laughing at, and you were laughing at the boys biting each other.
Because
they were too big to be. They were probably like 12. Like,
yeah,
they were too big to be biting each other.
They were.
There was
no,
a lot of tension.
They were
there.
Way. There was no parents. They were way too big to be biting.
And they
each
weren't
other.
Mad. Like they were just doing it for the crack.
No, yeah, it wasn't.
It was more like
I don't know
play fighting. It was weird.
Now we didn't have to queue. We didn't have to
Why
queue
is that
as
a
long this
moment
time.
Of your day?
To be queued for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
not
I'd
even
say 10,
15.
Because like we did not want to do it the second time because it was so scary the first time.
This was like 2-ish, 3-ish, 4-ish.
No, it was probably like 3-ish.
So we went and did that again, just as horrific the second time.
Maybe I enjoyed it more the second time.
No, I thought I was going to be. Every time I went over that loop, I was like, I'm going to. Something is going to happen to my body.
I don't know how tiny baby children do it. Like there's so many kids on it.
I have no idea how any child does that.
My only explanation is that the seats, like whatever way, they're just so small in the seats that they don't get the same G-force to their face. So it's not
definitely
as bad.
Not, stop saying G-force because it's not G-force, is
What's
it?
What's G-force mean?
Is G-force not planes or some shit? Like
No, it's when your skin gets pulled back from gravity, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Shane says yeah. So I win.
Where did Shane get his fucking degree in G-force? G-force.
Flight school. You were there too.
Flight school. Oh, it is. A gravitational A-type force equivalent or more commonly G-force.
Told you. Yeah. So my only explanation is that they just don't feel it the same because they're not as tall.
3 to 4 G's is probably on a roller coaster during a loop. It's enough to push your head down and pin your arms by your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. That's fair.
But then I don't know. Maybe they're just braver.
Yeah. We went to try and win some teddies. They have a lot of nice Pokemon memorabilia, which, as you know, I'm a big fan of. But myself and Cian both tried to get me an Eevee teddy and we did not succeed whatsoever. You have to throw, like, you pay for, it's a fiver for 2 games. And you get 2 balls. And you have to throw the 2 balls and they have to stay in the bucket. And we couldn't do it.
They are extremely bouncy balls. So.
Yeah. It's much harder than I'm describing it. But I will say as well, I did see a lot of people going around with the teddies. So it also can't have been that hard.
Oh, there was, the same time you were trying it, there was a small girl, probably around 9 years of age, who won an Eevee teddy.
Ah, stop now rubbing it in.
Did you see her?
Of course I did. I was asking her how she did it.
Did you?
Yeah. We were like, please, little girl. She ignored us because we were the strange adults trying to speak to her.
And then we went on a slushy hunt.
Yeah. Because they have these, if you get...
Wait, when did we do the chair planes?
Oh, we did the chair planes before this, actually. That was the Windstar thing.
I loved them.
Yeah, that was a good buzz. So again, it's like 2 to a thing and you have this bar and you like pump the bar and it makes the arm that your seats are on go up
no,
or down.
No, you don't pump the bar. You like push it out for the sail to go up and pull it in for the sail to go down.
Oh, we were pumping it. Maybe we were
I know. You were going crazy driving up and down.
Because Cian was like, no, that's not how it... Oh, the bar thing doesn't work. That's not how you do it. And I was like... Rat. So then I had to prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Then I was trying to get the upwind, which wasn't a thing.
You're really selling him.
Yeah. He is such a lovely boy.
He's not that aggressive at all.
He's really not that aggressive at all. But he did not believe that that's how it worked, but
no,
it did.
No, it was.
And then we went...
You had to pump yourselves up to the top. No wonder you were going nowhere.
Literally. So sorry, we went to get slushies, but they were closed for a minute because they had to refreeze all those slushies. Because I wanted, they do these, do you know the long kind of tubes, but they have like a Mr. Tato at the top of them. I wanted one of them. So we went and we went to look for another slushy place and we went back to the animals and we realised there was like a whole other section that we hadn't seen, which is that raptor section.
Yeah.
Which I was taking the piss out of and I was like, how are they talking about animals and using the term raptors? These aren't dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Are they? Do they think we're all stupid? But raptors refers to birds of some kind, as we later...
Large birds of prey.
Yeah.
And others.
So we went and we looked at the birds. There was like eagles.
Oh, we went to a birds of prey show.
Oh, we went to the birds of prey show. Yeah, we talked about that.
What were you talking about?
I was just going to talk. Yeah. You're actually dead right.
You're just fully...
Just chatting so much shit. I'm so tired.
We stumbled upon the Birds of Prey show, luckily.
Yeah, so
we saw the goats and all. We went back to the petting zoo, but they couldn't be pet.
They could not be pet.
There were llamas, goats, pigs.
Big geese. Woolly sheep, but like different. They were like not
were
normal
the
sheep. They didn't look like normal sheep. They were next to the pigs.
Oh, yeah. Black nosed sheep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, then we came across the show and they're on the half hour. They're not every hour, but there's it's signposted for when the shows are on. So we just caught the half four one, which I think is the last one of the day. So you go in and you sit down and Declan was the bird person. Yeah. And
lovely, lovely Declan.
Yeah, he was very knowledgeable about all things birds.
Seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, so he showed us three birds. One of them was a grin falcon.
Oh, you've lost me now.
A grin.
No, the first one was a...
It was the hornbill.
Hornbill, because I kept thinking of the Lion King.
Yeah, so the hornbill was gas. He was following him around like a dog and he was putting the food on all the podiums. Yeah.
No,
and
not
he was,
cute. Ugly.
What
but.
Was he called? Do you remember what the bird was called? I only remember the last two.
One of them was called...
The Grin Falcon was Angel and then the Eagle Lad was Apollo.
Was the first one like Henry or something? Did I make that up?
Yeah, I think you did. It's something in that category. Anyway, yeah. He was having an absolute laugh. He was walking. So the way we were sitting, they were like, some of the trainers were behind like the steps and they would put food there. So the birds would like fly over our heads to get the food and fly back down to Declan who would like keep telling facts and whatever. It was class, but also really terrifying.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was really cool. So sorry, that was the first bird. And then the second bird was the Grin Falcon, who was called Angel, who was an angel. And he had this fake bird on a string and he was lashing around trying to get Angel to...
Angel was wrecked.
Yeah. And he was saying Angel was burning loads of calories, whatever, to try and get the bird. The lure.
Lure.
Yeah. And it was, so that was a fake bird and he was lashing that around and Angel was trying to grab it and then they swapped it and she ate proper food and she was delighted. And then the last bird was it was some kind of eagle, was it? He wasn't like a native breed, but he was Apollo and he was really gorgeous, but he wouldn't fuck off.
He wouldn't go to bed. So we couldn't leave.
So the show, now they were all very professional. I will say they were great at keeping everyone calm because obviously not everyone was our age there, but, and he took loads of questions, but Apollo was like swooping around and just would not go to bed at all. Everyone was having a banger, but Apollo is not to be.
I loved it.
I loved it as well. I thought it was really, really good. If you're a kid, you would thoroughly enjoy. But we enjoyed it and we were not kids. But yeah. It's definitely worth making the time to go to, I think.
Yeah, I learned.
And it's only 20 minutes. It's really short. Like,
I think it would have been shorter if the eagle had just got stopped when he was supposed to.
The eagle quite literally wouldn't get off the stage.
Literally.
Which is fairly iconic.
And then we came home. And then we went back to Viking Splash.
Viking Splash. And
it was an even longer.
It was an hour and 40. So we were like, do you know what?
Let's call it a day. Let's get our slushies and go.
Somehow that
covered 6 whole hours.
Seven. Yeah, we were there
from 11 till 5.
Yeah. We were there for bloody ages. There's a new roller coaster coming as well.
Oh.
Do you want to hear more about that?
Yes.
14 million steel roller coaster. And it's going to be like two interlocking. So Ireland's largest theme park, Taylor Park, is to lodge a planning application. This has already happened, but this is an old article. 14 million steel roller coaster ride. Owner of Taylor Park, Ray Coyle, said today that the new roller coaster will be the same height as the park's 32-metre high Cú Chulainn, but will be 400 metres longer. So currently Cú Chulainn is 1,082 metres long. So this one's going to be 1,400.
Oh my God. So it's going to be scarier, do you think?
Yeah. Mr. Coyle said the new roller coaster will be copper fast in the future of Taylor Park. The new roller coaster will be two roller coasters in one. It will ensure the future of the park. If you don't create something landmark every 3 or 4 years, your numbers will start going down and that is the road to closure.
What do you think it's going to be called?
Oh, like, I don't know.
Like,
Maeve, hopefully.
What's the other lad?
Children of Lear.
Fionn McCool.
Salmon of Knowledge.
I love that. And they're all just sitting in like little fish.
So I think the plan for that is I need to get a more up-to-date article because I think it's next year that they're hoping to open that, or is it the year after?
We'll have to go back for that.
We will have to go back for that because that sounds terrifying and also quite a buzz.
You left out one massive attraction of the day.
I think I know what it is.
Is it a good Cullen's ice cream?
So, right?
Is that what you were going to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, no, it obviously was.
So obviously was.
So, when we were in the park, right? So, the wooden roller coaster is called Cú Chulainn, obviously, and they have loads of... They have the entrance for the queue to the roller coaster in that section. They have this statue of Cú Chulainn over the gate.
Yeah.
So, you walk in, you see him, and it's all cool, whatever, blah, blah. But if you're facing it from the back...
You just nudged me at one point and went, the hoop on Cú Chulainn.
Because all you're looking at is
a skirt.
Is the back of this man, right? And then you're like, right, okay. And they've, but then a fully defined ass crack. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
So large.
And we were,
like...
but we were talking about this, that it, is it like, is it the Taylor Park people who were like, this Cú Chulainn needs to be historically accurate. Yeah. Put an arse crack in him, or was it the were they actually pulling back to the sculpture and being like, no, this is going to be something that will draw in international tourists and the children of Ireland. Maybe we don't need to be a gorgeous. Maybe we don't need to be historically accurate here. And the sculptor is like, no, I'm getting Cú Chulainn's fat PHAT ass into this park, whether it's the last thing I do. Do you know what I mean? It was...
What if it was like...
If anyone goes, just look and see what I mean, because it's ridiculous.
What if it's just like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge for kids, because kids love bums. Like, kids find bums so funny.
Maybe. I don't know. We were talking about on the way up that isn't it mad that it is just a theme park after... Because your soon-to-be sister-in-law or is sister-in-law
yeah.
is always like, oh, Potato Park.
She's like, I need to go to Potato Park. You need to bring me. And we're like, no, it's just Potato Park. And she was like, yeah, but it is based off potatoes. And she's not wrong.
But it is pretty gas that it's... Because we were talking about...
What else? What other theme parks what, could
and
we
were
have?
Thinking like
Irish.
Fryland.
Fryland or the Miggledy Higgins.
Miggledy Higgins. No, what were you talking about? Yeah, maybe that's a new roller coaster. Miggledy Piggledy, and it's him reading the poems as you go through the loops. Like, that's what you were talking
about.
Would
that stress you out more or calm you down?
I don't know. Diaspora. That's what he should be saying. And the diaspora. I can't do... We've already learned that I cannot do Miggledy, like...
Yeah.
Deceptively hard.
What did we not do that you wish you had done?
The Viking Voyage.
Yeah, same.
We did okay. pretty much everything else, like
yeah. I actually kind of wish we'd done the little train.
Yeah, the little train actually did look nice as well.
It looks so cute.
We were gonna do, but we did. But you can't go on it with food and drinks. We didn't want to go on it with our slushies.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet the man behind Tato Park?
Absolutely. Is it Mr. Tato?
No, I referenced him briefly in that last article, but it was Ray Coyle, and he spoke to Ed Power in 2017 about how when he told people that he was building a theme park, they were all like, okay, like, do you know?
Yeah.
And like he wasn't sure because he opened it in 2010 and he said people were kind of largely indifferent. And as you said, it started off more as a small zoo more than anything else because he had the herd of bison.
Yeah.
Which we didn't see. We were very near.
We saw them from a distance, I think, when we were at the birds show.
Yeah. We didn't see them up close. So it was basically that and a playground, essentially. Like it wasn't a theme park.
Yeah. And a Tato Factory.
Yeah. And
has the Tato Factory always been there?
Yes, I think so. Must have been.
And they built
Sorry,
the park around it.
I would have liked to have done the Tato Factory as well, but it was closed because of COVID.
Yeah.
Obviously, then you're thinking like you're in the middle. It's
Sorry, do you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
The maze.
I don't want to talk about the maze.
The map maze. Makes it look glass.
Yeah, so there's this maze, right? Well, you also said it was much cooler than it was. It's essentially a spiral. That goes up to the top and then there's a totem pole at the top of it. Let me look. I'm looking at the illustration now. That's like, not even remotely what it looks like in real life.
If you give it another 10 years when the ivy has fully grown, it'll be a real treat for four-year-olds.
Kids will love it. We did not enjoy. Also, the pond with the fish.
Oh, the koi.
Absolutely
I love that.
Huge koi fish. Yeah, that was enjoyable.
Big fan.
Sorry,
back to Ray Coyle.
They opened in November. It was snowing. People couldn't get in. He actually started out as a potato farmer. And he lost his fortune when the market collapsed in the late 70s. And he was like, he remembered looking at the park being like, this place is finished. I won't even be able to afford to turn it into a nursing home. Just as he was ready to throw in the towel, a miracle happened from the clear blue sky. Easter 2011 was uncommonly balmy. One Saturday morning, Coyle arrived at Tato Park and was confronted by a queue snaking down the hall. And he said thousands of people went and he was like, right, we can actually make something of this. And now obviously it's amongst the most popular paid attractions in the country.
Sure is.
They have a tiger as well.
They
which
did.
Is the vortex tunnel.
Well, yes. How do we leave that out?
Is great.
I was hunting for that all day.
Yeah, it's basically a tunnel and the walls.
The walls.
You're in a
spin.
Tube
it's
and the walls
an illusion.
Spin.
Yeah, that makes you kind of feel like you're being spun around.
Yeah,
but you're not.
That's good crack. The skywalk we didn't get to do because that was closed as well. I would have liked to have done that.
Yeah.
So 2017, they were looking at an attendance of 800,000. So I'd imagine it's kind of, that must have increased with, if that's 2017, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And 2020, probably up until Miss Rona, which we won't talk about. But the Viking
voyage
is apparently on scale with the Disney World Splash Mountain, which I've never done. Have you done that?
No.
And sorry, the people that are designing that new roller coaster are the same people that designed Thunder Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah. Or it's the same company. How much did Cú Chulainn cost, do you reckon?
Oh, I'm really bad at guessing these things. I'm going to say like...
In the millions now.
In so, the millions?
Yeah.
Okay, like 50 million?
Lower.
5 million?
Higher?
25 million?
12 million.
Oh, I was nearly there.
Yeah, you were nearly there. Viking Voyage cost close to $8 million.
So much money. Just for those two things, like.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. Yeah, that was it. I would go back.
When? How soon would you go back? What would you tell people who are thinking about going?
Do
it.
Do it. Obviously book your tickets because
you can't get in without doing that at the minute anyway.
And it just, obviously, if you're going to bank holiday, like I would be prepping. When did we get on to them about doing this? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And then we were going to bring a couple of our other friends and obviously all the tickets were gone. What would I would say do Viking Voyage first. Absolutely.
Yeah, because get in and do the
second
big
time
rides.
Because I thought Cú Chulainn was going to be mad. Which it was the first time.
Yeah.
And then the second time wasn't busy at all.
But the last time I was there, we had the same issue. We did Cú Chulainn straight away and then went back in the afternoon to do it again. And the queue was like crazy long. The same thing as Viking Voyage. So do both of them first, I would say.
Yeah. Sorry, they're actually planning a 250-bed family hotel as well to join the park.
It's a potato theme.
It
obviously.
Will be made completely from wood. Everything we do here is wood-led. Coyle explains. That's gas. Not just this. It's just going to be a big box.
Completely from wood.
Well, in fairness, like, Cú Chulainn is really...
creaky.
Well, I was going to say, like, stark. Do you know what I mean? It's really unusual because it's a wooden roller coaster. What would you recommend people to do?
Go early. I feel like there's lots to do for younger kids. Like, it's more... like, it's very much an all-ages friendly place.
Yeah. For sure.
Do you remember that whole like Waterland where there's kids just like in their swimming dogs just running through water?
Yeah, and
where did
spraying
that come
water
out of?
At each other. There's
I thought we had been we'd like been drugged.
There's so many little bits to everything.
Yeah, the more you walk, the more you'll find.
And it definitely is an all ages thing, but and there obviously is that one section we were talking about with the leapfrog and the whatever else that there's no height restrictions or whatever. I would still say I wouldn't be bringing very young kids. I would say like
from 5 up. 4 up?
No, 5 up. I wouldn't be bringing a 4-year-old, potentially.
Yeah. They just get
or
so
maybe
tired.
Maybe just to the animal bits, even, if you were arsed with that. But then I don't know if you would, if you're paying the price of a ticket, to not do everything else. Yeah, I think that's it. If anyone wants to see the vlog from the day, that's up on the Patreon.
Will we save it and put it on
the actual
Patreon?
Will be up on the Patreon, if it's not already by the time you're listening to this. So yeah, and also... Do you want to say Million Pound Wagons first and then I'll do my sales pitch?
Yeah, well, okay.
Just about everything else.
Oh, yeah. So I got my first tattoo last week.
Great stuff. Yeah, it's a beautiful tattoo.
Thank you. I just want to give a shout out to the girl who did it for me because she was perfect in every way. I put it up on Instagram a few weeks ago. I had my idea for my tattoo in my head and I wanted someone that could do it properly. So I put it up on Instagram and loads of people came back and recommended Niamh Coughlin. So I booked in with her probably a month ago and she was just the nicest girl, like showed up. She's a lovely like private studio in the city centre and she's just so nice, so friendly. So it made me feel so calm because I went by myself and I'd never gotten one before. I'd gone with you to get one of yours. I think I'd gone with like Kerry and Alana to get theirs. So I'd like seen it happen, but I was like kind of freaked. But we just had the crack and I didn't feel a thing.
What's her
beautiful.
What's her Insta handle?
I think it's Niamh Coughlin Tattoo. And her stuff is just so good.
Yeah, I really liked her work.
Yeah.
If you're
and just all everything was so clean and like she moved it around probably like 15 times for me till I was absolutely 100% about it. So yeah, just wanted to give her credit.
Check her out, Niamh Coughlin.
And who's then next? Now I just have two Netflix. One is The Fall has just been added to Netflix.
Oh, that's something I would like to watch.
Have you never seen The Fall?
No.
Because it came on, the trailer came on last night and I was like, Amy, we have to watch this.
Seems very you.
I loved it when it was on.
Oh, yeah.
It was BBC and RTE.
Yeah.
Like maybe 5 years ago? I don't know. Jamie Dornan and Gillian Anderson. Jamie Dornan is a serial...
Jamie Dornan's kind of big break.
Yeah, he's like a serial killer. Very handsome serial killer. And then Gillian Anderson's like the very handsome detective that's trying to catch him. But also like they get in like this weird like... not a relationship, but like they have this weird like relationship between them where they both kind of know what's going on. And she's trying to nail him for it and he keeps getting away. But the trailer, we watched the trailer then, I forgot how dark it is. And it's set in Belfast as well, so it's kind of like ooky spooky how close to home it is.
Yeah.
But if you really like dark, crimey, murdery bits, it's very good.
Cool. That's The Fall.
You need to watch it.
And that's on Netflix now. Yeah. I need to finish The Office before I need to finish The Office or 30 Rock before I start anything else. Because I want to start Housewives. And we need to start Housewives because we are going to do an episode on that at some stage. But
yeah.
All in good time. I will watch The Fall eventually. Because it's not that long, isn't it?
There's two seasons, I think. And there's loads.
I thought there was more than that.
Is Tara Lee in that? Like, there's a good few faces you'd know in it.
Yeah.
Irish faces. But definitely worth the watch. And finally, Selling Sunset is back for season three.
Season three, baby!
On Friday.
I'm very excited for that. Yes.
This weekend.
Yeah, August 7th.
Yeah.
We were half thinking about maybe doing a watch party for it, but we're not 100% sure.
Sure, we're busy.
Yeah, we are very busy. Yeah. But would people want a Patreon episode on that?
Let us know.
Let us know if you would, because we could.
If you want.
But only if you want. Because if you we actually do have a Selling Sunset episode up to now on Patreon if you want to listen to it.
Yeah.
So we probably wouldn't do it for the main feed again.
No, because we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah. Which does bring me nicely to the fact that our most recent episode is actually like the extended cut of our Taylor Swift episode where we cover everything that we didn't cover in the main episode, including Katy Perry, Calvin Harris,
Tom Hiddleston,
and how sad
Kanye
he is.
A little bit more Kanye
and the label stuff.
Yeah.
So if you were annoyed that we missed all that, which is completely fair, we covered it all there. We just didn't want to give you a 2 hour episode because who would want to listen to us for 2 hours? Certainly not us.
No, certainly not Shane.
And certainly not Shane. Yeah. So that is, you get all that plus more, all our playlists, Breeze Tower readings, Off the Wagon, Movie Club. We have a very special guest joining the podcast later this month.
Oh, we do.
We do, yeah. Why are you looking at me surprised?
I can't remember who it is, but I think I know. He's a returning guest, did you say?
No. Oh, well, we're going to have him on at some stage as well, but yeah.
Okay.
Tony Cantwell is going to be coming back on at some stage. That's not a surprise.
Yeah, no, that's who I thought you were talking about.
No, Tony Cantwell's going to be on at some stage.
Who are you talking about?
That. My sister's going to be on the...
Oh, okay. I was like, I would never.
My sister's going to do an episode for the Patreon.
She is. Very special guest.
I'll stop selling shit, you know. I don't know if I have anything else to say. If you would like
to leave us a review,
that would be really nice. We are on all social media. At Bandwagons Podcast or at Bandwagons Pod. I've been Fanula.
It's Fanula's birthday on Saturday, so everyone send her nice messages. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
I've been Breed.
Goodbye.
Bye. Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.